Good morning. It is 8:43 and 97.9 The Hills. Ron Stutz here, and a special guest in the studio today is Greg Gourdeau of Carolina Co-working. And Greg, first of all, on this Halloween day, let me just say, great mask you're wearing today.
Thank you so much. And a great outfit you're wearing.
And when you walked in, I got kind of scared, you know, when I saw your face come through the door there.
Thank you, Ron.
Today's Chapel Hill Innovation District has all kinds of news happening, all kinds of things going on down there that are good, and we're going to talk about why you love working in downtown Chapel Hill and why other people will too. Why is it so good, Greg? Tell us about it.
Thank you, Ron. First of all, I love your costume.
Thank you.
You just look exactly like Willie Nelson, about 50 years younger.
Well, he is a little bit older than I am, and I'm probably a little bigger than he is.
That's probably true.
well, thank you.
Thank you. Well, after I moved here 15 years ago from Silicon Valley, I always admired downtown Chapel Hill's potential for business and economic growth.
Uh-huh.
I've started and worked for many companies and clients around the Triangle during that time. But I loved working with, and I still love working with, small businesses that are poised to grow and entrepreneurs who have strong ideas that are ready for success. I've been a big supporter and board member of the Friends of the Downtown, as I believe you know. I've been a big supporter of town government, having chaired the town's technology committee and participated in a lot of discussions about economic development, parking, schools, and growth. I've always enjoyed dining and entertaining in a great variety of restaurants that we have right here in our downtown. But until last year, I had not worked in downtown Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm. Quite an experience, isn't it?
It is. It's unbelievably great, and that's why I want people to know more about it.
Yeah.
That changed when I opened Carolina Co-working on West Franklin Street. We just had our first anniversary, and I have a whole new level of optimism for our downtown and the value it can bring to any business.
I know that just being down there, you've discovered a lot of great things. Tell us, Greg Gourdeau, about your top 10 discoveries that you've made in the last year.
Thanks. Well, the first one is that working with the mayor, Himinger, and her innovation council, we discovered that the biggest objection to working downtown was leasing, long-term leasing. And so when we opened Carolina Co-working, that was removed.
Mm-hmm.
And now anyone can locate their business downtown. We have creatives, technologists, CPAs, franchise operators, financial services developers, clinical researchers, remote workers, and more seamlessly working together downtown at Carolina Co-working without any long-term commitment or the hassle of maintaining an office.
Mm-hmm.
It's all month to month. And we can introduce companies needing more space as they grow to several downtown building owners who have space available. And Dwight Bassett, who I believe interviews here quite often, the town's economic development director maintains a website of available office space downtown.
Dwight Bassett even has lunch with people on a regular basis here at WCHL in our conference room over there.
He's a great guy. He's really quite a resource for the town.
Mm-hmm.
And parking isn't as bad as the reputation that it has. And that's what I've certainly discovered. I don't know how we're going to fix the reputation, but the parking is kind of easy. I can walk you to 400 to 500 empty spaces at almost any time from my office.
Really
close by. It's easy to park downtown, and the parking decks offer less expensive hourly rates than street parking. And our police department offers downtown employees inexpensive annual passes. They're only $20 a year to be able to park for free after 3 o'clock in the decks.
I know that you and I have talked about this before, but for people who are just learning about Carolina Co-working for the first time, what kind of businesses, what kind of people are you looking for to inhabit that great space?
We're looking for anyone who needs a frictionless place to work. It could be a student looking to study or create a study group.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a CPA who needs a place to work in Chapel Hill because they have an office in Raleigh. It can be remote workers, and it can generally be anyone who doesn't want to work at home anymore, like I don't.
And you have all the great conveniences down there too that you would want in an office space.
We have great Wi-Fi. We have university Wi-Fi, if you need that. We have free color printing. I make great coffee every morning. I've invited you several times to come and try it.
Yeah, I haven't made it down there yet, but I'm coming.
You're going to.
You want to come as Ron Sutzer or Willie Nelson?
Oh, both. I believe the schizophrenic Ron is my favorite here.
I'll have to make two trips.
That's right.
Well, I understand you have a really busy day today. Where are you going after this interview?
Ah, so the Friends of the Downtown's monthly meeting is at the Franklin Hotel at 9:30.
Yeah.
And today's guest is the very famous Alexander Julian.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So tell Alex I said hello.
Oh, I definitely
He's always fun to be around.
I've never met him, so I'm really looking forward to it.
He's a really terrific guy, and I'm sure he's going to make a great presentation to everybody. And for people who want to find out more about Carolina Co-working, by the way, that I think the coffee starts being served at 9:30 for the downtown meeting, then the actual meeting gets underway. Way at 10.
That's correct.
I think that's the way it goes. How do people connect with you and Carolina Co-working?
The easiest way is on our website, which is carolinacoworking.com, or come by and visit us at 206 West Franklin Street.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've looked at your website, and it's a great website. It does a really good job of describing what happens there and what kind of facilities are available. It's a terrific website. What is the address?
It's www.carolinacoworking.com.
Very easy. Easy to remember. Carolinacoworking.com, no hyphens or anything like that.
That's right.
So, Greg Gerdeau, I appreciate your coming in. Always good to see you.
Always great to see you too, Willie.
And again, I'll say what I said before. Great mask you're wearing this morning. I never would guess your identity. It is 8:50, everybody, from Carolina Co-working and all of us at 97.9 The Hill. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
From 97.9 The Hill, streaming live on chapelboro.com.